Sometimes it's difficult to know where clever marketing claims end and the truth begins. That's apparently the situation with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where some patients claim the truth can be hard and cold.
Sharon Begley investigated the story for Reuters, where she is the senior U.S. health and science correspondent. Sharon joins us again on WTOP. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Sean.
What did your reporting uncover about Cancer Treatment Centers of America?
We did a number of things. We talked to a lot of patients. We talked to employees, former employees, officials. But mostly we talked to outside cancer experts and statisticians. And what we focused on was CTCA's outcomes reporting. If you go to their website and you click on a particular cancer, because that's the one you've been diagnosed with, you can see what percentage of patients treated there are still alive after 1 year or 2 years or 5 years, et cetera. And we wanted to drill down and see whether those reports were really accurate or whether they might be misleading. And indeed, we found that there were some serious problems with them.
How big were the serious problems? How much difference is there from their claims?
Well, for instance, what the company does is compare their outcomes to those in the national database. And the problem is that the national database includes people who were never even treated for their cancer because they were diagnosed too late. It includes people who were treated by all types of doctors, not just oncologists, in other words, the specialists in cancer. They were treated by people by either at cancer centers or not. Some of the people in the national database had many more serious medical conditions. In other words, it was an apples and oranges comparison, which made CTCAs look better. But to answer your question, Hillary, the thing that was probably most concerning was that the company cuts off the reports at 3.5 years, sometimes 4 years, and in a number of cases, especially breast cancer, which of course is one of the most common cancers diagnosed in this country, the company doesn't show you that after 3.5 years, their outcomes are worse than the national average. All they show you is that they are doing better, which we thought was not exactly, full and open reporting.
Sharon, your reporting opened with a very personal story, the heartbreaking story about a woman who was promised she'd be back on her feet in no time. What happened?
This was a family in western Pennsylvania. She had a very rare cancer. Her husband got her into the Cancer Treatment Centers of America's Philadelphia Hospital. But as soon as she got there, she was found to have an infection. So they treated her for 3 weeks for the infection. They did not start on cancer treatment. She went home briefly, thinking that it would be brief and that her husband, whose name is Keith, would get her another appointment. So once she was back home and resting and fully recovered from the infection, he started calling. Suddenly, they didn't want her, and this was after the oncologist had told her, I've treated many patients with your kind of cancer. I'll have you back on your feet in no time. So he called, and he called again, and he called the next day, and he kept calling, and the person he spoke to, who he actually had spoken to the first time, kept saying, the doctor is busy. You know, we can't take everybody. You might just have to accept that she's not going to make it. And this is a guy who was a former deputy sheriff, and he was describing to me how he was just begging. He was breaking down in tears. And, of course, he felt that he had let down his wife. And, indeed, before he could get her back there, she passed away.
Sharon, an amazing story and really interesting information. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Sharon Begley. She is the chief U.S. health and science correspondent for Reuters.